This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is moving forward with his Gaza withdrawal plan. That's despite increasingly hostile opposition by the settlers. Death threats have been made against him and other members of his cabinet. In a rare news conference yesterday, Sharon said he is coordinating the withdrawal with Palestinian leaders. He rejected charges that Israel is getting nothing in return for pulling settlements out of Gaza.
On the contrary, I think that in the agreement between President Bush and myself, we had tremendous achievements that Israel never had since its establishment. I would say the point that no one will be able to impose any political plan on Israel, and the only plan that might be in the future, that's the only the roadmap.
Israel's Prime Minister Sharon. The pullout is set to begin in July. The Israeli parliament today holds an important vote on the withdrawal plan. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins me from Jerusalem. Tell us about today's vote in the Knesset.
The vote in the Knesset is the final vote on the compensation bill, how much money the settlers from Gaza will be given when they are evacuated beginning this summer. It's an important vote because it is a final reading of this bill. However, there are still several obstacles before the Gaza bill is implemented. On Sunday, the cabinet is supposed to vote on actually dismantling the settlement. Sharon also faces a potential crisis over his budget next month.
And in his meeting with reporters, Sharon said he will not be swayed by threats or by intimidation. How serious are these death threats?
Well, you know, it's important to remember that, you know, Israel has had a prime minister assassinated in 1995. An extremist Jew killed Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin over Rabin's moves for peace with the Palestinians. And he said he wanted to stop the peace process. There's been graffiti in cities in Israel threatening Sharon's life, comparing him with Adolf Hitler. There have even been threats against the grave of Sharon's wife, Lily. And the family has actually put a guard on that grave to stop any possible extremists. Cabinet ministers have received death threats, phone threats against their family, and security has been stepped up around all Israeli officials. Yesterday at the Sharon news conference, I have never seen the kind of security that journalists, all with journalist cards, had to go through to get into this news conference.
Last week during the Sharm el-Sheikh summit, Sharon promised several goodwill gestures. Have they been carried out at all, any of them?
Well, the first was prisoner release. Yesterday, Israeli officials say that is going ahead. 500 Palestinian prisoners will be released either on Sunday or Monday of next week. Palestinians say that it's too little and too late. There are 8,000 Palestinians and prisoners in Israeli jails. The sense is Palestinian officials have said this is a start. There's also the question of Jericho. Israel has promised to withdraw from five Palestinian cities in the West Bank and turn them over to Palestinians. Security control. That was supposed to happen in Jericho yesterday. At the last minute, there was a snag over how extensive the Israeli withdrawal would be. The Palestinians want to include a small village called Uja, which is north of Jericho. Israel has not yet agreed. There's also a debate over where the roadblocks will be put outside of Jericho. Both sides say that they think it's only a temporary snag, and Israel will turn over Jericho to Palestinian security control in the next few days. After that, there are four other West Bank cities. The next in line are probably Qalqilya and Tulkarem.
Linda, one other movement from a different direction. Jordan announced it's returning its ambassador to Israel this coming Sunday after a four-year break. How is that being viewed in Israel?
Well, that's being viewed in Israel as a very positive development. The Egyptian ambassador is expected back as well, also perhaps as early as next week. And, you know, Jordan and Egypt are the two Arab countries who have signed peace treaties with Israel. They withdrew their ambassadors with the beginning of the Intifada 4.5 years ago. And I think among Israelis, it's a very important diplomatic signal that Israel is sort of has peace treaties with Arab countries, is accepted in the international community. So that was something that was very important to Israelis and was a result of last week's summit in Egypt.
Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.